Hey guys, welcome to another Q&A. This month's random fact is that I can put my feet behind my head. I did it a lot when I was younger, and I didn't know that I could still do it until a few days ago when my cousins and my brother were trying to. My brother can also do it, so I don't know, maybe we were like circus contortionists in a past life or something. So, on to the questions. Aldair asked, how does it feel knowing you're a silent guardian, a watchful protector? I mean this in the most wholesome way, and if you don't get my meaning, I mean, how does it make you feel knowing you've probably touched someone somewhere who desperately needed to hear your audios? I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year glow. Much love. Wow, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you to say. That makes me very, very happy to hear that my audios have touched some people out there. Simon R. asked, can you match the following quotes to the corresponding audios? We're doing this again. Okay. These are fun. Number one, it's very important to clarify again because incest is no joke. Okay, this one, I can never forget this one. This one is from, my best friend's older sister, part two, audio. And then, let's see, number two. I may be known for my rule breaking, but I always abide to road safety laws. Okay, this one, I'm pretty confident, is the rebellious popular girl, part one. Number three. I can drive. I didn't have that much tequila. That one is another rebellious popular girl audio. I think it's part four, the prom one. And then, let's see, the final quote is, while I was out, I went ahead and got us disguises. Okay, so this one is from part two of my Running Away Together series, which is really old and flopped immensely and has since been deleted. So a lot of you probably haven't even heard it. Next question is from David Gorman, who said, how did you start doing ASMR? A few different things pushed me into doing ASMR. A few years ago, an online friend of mine told me I should do ASMR, so that's kind of how the idea got into my head, but I wasn't really seriously considering it until I started listening to an ASMR series by a YouTuber named Redacted, and I would say that's what inspired me to start a channel, because I got so into that series as if it were a TV show or a book or something. And I thought it would be really fun to try that myself. And then I think my final push, I guess, was getting a microphone to do voice acting. I started doing voice acting auditions online for like really small unpaid projects. And then since I'd bought myself a microphone for that, which was like $20 off Amazon, I decided I would finally start an ASMR channel. Cloudberry Bob asked, what teen dramas do you recommend? You've come to the right person because I have watched so many teen dramas. Let's see, I think Looking for Alaska on Hulu is really good. It's a short series, so there's only one season, so it's not that big of a commitment, which I like. And it's based off a book, which is also really good. I love Outer Banks, The Vampire Diaries. Euphoria is pretty good too, in my opinion, but, it's kind of intense. Pretty Little Liars is fun and chaotic. You have to be okay with plot holes if you watch that one, because there are tons, but it's also really entertaining. Overall, though, Gilmore Girls is my all-time favorite show. I think it would qualify as a teen drama, but yeah, it's my comfort show, and it's so funny and so cozy. Jake asked, what made you interested in starting your own channel for roleplay? Did anyone inspire you? I guess I kind of already answered this in one of the earlier questions, but I was mainly inspired by a vampire series by a channel called Redacted. I've only listened to the first few parts. I think there are tons of parts, but I don't know, I guess I kind of broke out of my obsession, but it definitely made me want to try making my own audios and to make my own vampire series. Jillian Lasser asked, what is your favorite thing about making videos? My favorite thing about making videos is once the audio is complete and then getting to post it and read the comment section. I love that so much. You guys are always so kind and say such nice things, and it makes me so happy. Jillian Lasser also asked, are you doing anything for the holidays? I spent Christmas Day with my dad's side of the family, and then on the 26th, I spent the day with my mom's side of the family. So we had dinner together, hung out, opened presents. It's interesting, though, because there's such a huge contrast between my dad's side and my mom's side. My dad's side of the family is kind of mean, so I usually try to avoid spending Christmas with them. And then my mom's side is so warm and fun and kind. I love my mom's side of the family. Jose Fuentes asked, how's life? Life is good, thanks for asking. I'm on winter break. One of my old friends came over this week from out of town, which was really fun. I've been volunteering at an ice rink. I learned how to use a cotton candy machine there. I think that's all the updates I have right now. But life is good. I hope life is good for you too. Seeker Type asked, will you make a second part for Flirty Ghost's life in your new apartment? Let's see. I wasn't really planning on it. I wanted it to be just a one-time Halloween special kind of thing. And I wanted it to end with a plot twist. So I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. I probably won't make a continuation, but I'm really glad you liked it. It was definitely a little different from my usual stuff, so I wasn't really sure if people would be into it, but I've had some of you message me and say that you thought it was really cool, so that means a lot. Thank you so much. Blaine Chen asked, impression of your favorite celebrity. Oh no, I'm terrible at impressions. I'll do Jennifer Coolidge from Legally Blonde. Oh my god, you look like the 4th of July. That's the best I can do. Pixel asked, what was the best part / most memorable part of this year for you? I think the best part of this year for me was getting my first apartment. That was a huge step. Super, super exciting. I adore having my own place. It makes making audios so much easier too. And I couldn't have gotten my own place without your guys' support. So thank you so, so, so much. Pixel also asked, as kind of a follow-up from my last question, do you have any family holiday traditions that you really like and maybe some you dislike? Some holiday traditions that I do like are homemade ornaments, dancing to music on my grandma's jukebox, Italian cookies made with an antique cookie press. And then as for holiday traditions, I do not like, my dad's side of the family does a gift exchange, which I hate because they just send links to the gifts they want. And I don't know, that kind of kills the fun out of gift giving for me. I feel like they may as well just order it themselves and invoice me. Chris.D.M. asked, "Hello, Glow. First, I hope you are having or have had a wonderful and joyful Christmas with your family and friends, and Santa brings or has brought you everything your heart desires. Secondly, congratulations on 83,000 subscribers and counting. Thirdly, have you or would you ever consider doing merch? Because I think hoodies in various pastels and shades with just your logo in the middle of the chest would be a definite fashion statement and would be like wearing something from a secret club that only other initiates would know about. Also, I want to thank you for all the hard work, dedication, and obvious passion you put into the writing, editing, and delivery of all your amazing audios and then sharing them with us through your truly angelic and relaxing, beautiful voice, which brightens up my day every time I hear it. I don't think there's a person on here that wouldn't wish you love and every success and all that you aspire to do in your life, as we are blessed to have you in ours. So thank you again, Glow. Happy New Year to you and your family. Have fun. Much love, Chris." Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you too. I don't think I'll ever do merch, but I do love the pastel hoodies idea. That would be really cute. Austin Kennedy asked, "Could you do a comforting the listener for holidays depression video? I know a lot of people don't want the holidays to come, and usually every year I am happy for the holidays. But this year, a lot of people seem less happy about them, including myself for one, and I feel like anyone who isn't able to be cheered up at the holidays is just a person in pain, but they deserve to be happy too." Definitely. I'm so sorry that the season hasn't been that great for you this year. A little while after you asked this question, I did make that barista audio, which had some holiday comfort in it. So I hope that that helped a tiny bit, and I really hope that things get easier for you soon. I'm sending you lots of love. Smitty asked, "What's your favorite mythical legend / story, and what is your favorite fantasy creature?" My favorite mythical story is probably Peter Pan. Does that count? It's more of a fairy tale, but I don't know. I'm gonna count it. And then my favorite fantasy creature is a sea serpent or a mermaid. Smitty also asked, "What's your favorite time period, and if given the chance, would you live in that era?" Maybe the early 2000s. Good TV, all the conveniences of the modern day, but with affordable homes and minimal internet, which I think is good because people didn't have cameras on them 24/7, so I think it was easier to live in the moment. Obviously, I did live during this time period, but I wasn't old enough to enjoy it. Smokecakes asked, "You're at your favorite tea shop when, out of nowhere, someone grabs your shoulder and kind of spins you around to face them. You don't have much time to get an impression other than a twinkle in his eye when he says, 'Hi, okay, so me and some friends are going to Forks, Washington, to camp around in the woods and wear glitter body makeup and vampy clothes in hopes of freaking out some Twilight superfans. Do you want to come with us?' On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to go on this trip?" Wow, I don't know. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely am I to get murdered? I very much want to say yes. Chris.D.M. asked, "Hey Glow, I was just wondering, on the few occasions you have given your audio characters names, if you have ever secretly used your own for any of them? And if you have, is it Derek? I'm well aware of the irony of this question, because if it is Derek, you're not going to tell us anyway." As a matter of fact, it is not Derek, and I have never used my name in an audio, no. Vader asked, "In the last Q&A, you mentioned Rapunzel is your favorite Disney princess. So if you were able to be here for a day and live in the world of Tangled, what would you do? Also, favorite song from Tangled." Let's see. Okay, so if I were Rapunzel for a day, I think I would do a lot of swinging around on trees, like she does when she first leaves her tower. I would paint a bunch of murals, More importantly, I think I would try to heal as many people as I can while I have her magic hair powers. And then my favorite song from Tangled is I See the Light. Eric asked, hello there, have you ever tried ramen with shredded Mexican cheese with a bit of hot sauce? If not, I recommend you try it. P.S. I cook a lot, so if you need some new recipes, I will be more than happy to share a few with anyone. Have a good day. Ooh, thank you so much for the recipe. I will definitely have to try that. I would try it right now, but I don't have hot sauce, so let me get hot sauce first, and then I'll give it a go. And I love new recipes, so yeah, I'd love some. Thanks, Eric. Scott B. asked, what's your favorite Christmas episode of The Office? Season 2, Episode 10, Christmas Party. I think the teapot is so sweet. Scott B. also asked, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Halloween movie or Christmas movie? I understand if this question is simply too controversial for the Q&A. If you're feeling diplomatic, split the difference and call it a Thanksgiving movie so no one's feathers get ruffled. I associate it, I think, more with Halloween, but I think it's whatever you want it to be. Scott B. also asked, if you could spend the entire month of December in the world of any Christmas movie, which one would you pick and why? I don't think this counts necessarily, but I'm going to say it anyway. Narnia, the first movie, because if I could step into a wardrobe and end up in a magical land, I would do that in a heartbeat. And you know what? It does have Santa Claus in it, so... Scott B. also asked, are you a New Year's resolution kind of person? If so, what's the longest you've ever stuck to one? Not at all. I don't even bother making New Year's resolutions because I know that I'm going to end up breaking them. The last time I made a resolution was when I was probably like 10, and I think it stuck for maybe a week at best. I can't remember what it was. It was probably something pretty stupid anyway. J.R. Claw asked, have we, your listeners, ever asked you questions you've already answered before? Yes, but I don't mind it. A lot of the time, my answers change, so it works out fine. J.R. Claw also asked, is it weird if we listened to your older Patreon audios and liked them? I don't know why, but it does seem weird to do because it feels similar to when you scroll on someone's Facebook feed and like a very old pic or post they had. No, it's not weird at all. I'll take all the likes I can get. J.R. Claw also asked, who is your favorite villain or antagonist? Megamind. J.R. Claw also asked, if you could disinvent one thing, what would it be? Spin brushes. Spin brushes are a skincare tool that exfoliate and clean out your pores, and it completely irritated my skin. My skin was so red for like 2 weeks. It sucked. J.R. Claw also asked, if you had any celebrity chef cook you food, who would it be and what would the food be? I don't really know that many celebrity chefs. I guess I'll go with Gordon Ramsay. But I wouldn't want to talk to him because he terrifies me. But I think I would have him make me a cheeseburger and fries and a milkshake. Because why not? J.R. Claw also asked, favorite Christmas song? I love Carol of the Bells. It's kind of eerie. And I like that. J.R. Claw also asked, favorite Christmas activity? I love baking cookies and wrapping presents. Wrapping presents is so fun for me. I could do it all day. J.R. Claw also asked, what's a tradition you like to do every year for Christmas or would like to do? A holiday tradition I would like to do. Maybe leaving cookies and milk for Santa. I don't think my family ever actually did that. My parents never told me Santa was real. They refused to lie to me, which I sort of respect, but I don't know, I do wish that we still left a plate of cookies out, because I think that's cute. J.R. Claw also asked, How do you prefer your hot chocolate, or do you not like hot chocolate and prefer apple cider for the holidays? I love hot chocolate. I love peppermint hot chocolate with whipped cream and marshmallows. The whole shebang. Sprinkles. Whatever you can think of. Jeraclaw also asked, what has to be included for the Christmas meal? Pringles. I say this because this year we had like 7 different types of Pringles in our stockings because we needed something to take up more room in the stockings. And they were the weirdest flavors. There was Philly cheesesteak, barbecue, buffalo, pizza, loaded nachos. Half of them were honestly disgusting, but it was fun. Zero Factor asked, please build me the best 13-song playlist you can. Any genre, cross genres, whatever you want. I trust your judgment. Wow, thank you for having so much faith in me. Okay, I'm gonna say You and Me by Lifehouse. Sidelines by Phoebe Bridgers. There She Goes by The Laws. Matilda by Harry Styles. Apocalypse by Cigarettes After Sex. Maroon by Taylor Swift. Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo. Closer by The Chainsmokers. All Too Well by Taylor Swift. Ode to a Conversation Stuck in Your Throat by Del Watergap. Ghost by Justin Bieber. Heather by Conan Gray. And Let Somebody Go by Coldplay. I'm aware that I have basic taste, okay? Nobody bully me. Pixel asked, what is your favorite Patreon bonus / exclusive content to make? I think the ones where I read my old diaries. They're usually the easiest to make. And they're fun and simple. And it's fun to read what I wrote when I was like 10. Pixel asked, have you ever had a white / snowy Christmas? Yes, I have. A few years ago, I lived in the middle of nowhere in the woods, and it snowed a good few feet. It was beautiful. Simon R. asked, what is the characteristic you value most in a person / friend? I think thoughtfulness, like when they anticipate a need and make a sacrifice to meet that need without even being asked. Simon R. asked, how do you feel about people congratulating you for your birthday or an achievement or whatever that you barely know? Like classmates or people from yoga class or whatever. I always find myself thinking that it's worth nothing from people that don't really care about me. So I tend to get more annoyed than happy when I get a ton of messages on my birthday, even if I still am thrilled about some of them, of course. Don't know if that's just me, though. I don't know. I mean, I'll take all the congratulations and happy birthdays I can get. I think people can be sincere even if they don't know you well. I wish people happy birthday all the time, and I really do like the idea of them having a happy birthday, so yeah. Simon R. asked, what is the best number? And yes, there is a correct answer. I think 11. It just rolls off the tongue. 11. Chelsea Andrews asked, have you or will you ever do a kidnapping ASMR? A kidnapping ASMR? I haven't as of yet. I don't know, that would definitely be a little different from my usual stuff, but I'm not totally opposed to it. Jake asked, what editing platform / software do you use to edit your recordings? I use an app called Audacity. It's free and it's pretty easy to use, so I highly, highly recommend it. Bagel Tanker asked, what do you think is responsible for most of the problems between modern men and women? It feels like modern relationships don't last and they are more toxic than ever. It might be that people have more anxiety about commitment and more options open to them, so they're less inclined to devote themselves to another person. Also, everyone's expectations are set by a variety of influences, whereas back in the day, expectations were set by the culture of, like, the one tiny village you both grew up in. Simon R. asked, in some audios, like the Ferris wheel one, for example, you have short snippets of a male voice. Do you have someone who always records those for you, or is that something you can find online? I used to go on this voice acting website where basically you can have people audition for small projects. So, that's how I got some of the male voices. And then occasionally I'll just take a really short snippet from like a TV show on Netflix or something. But I haven't really done that in a while. Simon R. also asked, do you get something out of doing this for yourself in an emotional way? Have you ever felt down and thought about an audio you made / planned on making or something someone wrote on here or something like that and had to smile despite whatever's going on? I wonder about that sometimes. If not, are there happy thoughts you turn to when things get gloomy? Yeah, absolutely. When I'm feeling down, sometimes reading comments or your guys' messages does improve my mood for sure. Definitely. Shane asked, what is your favorite movie snack? Definitely pizza. Orchestra Fanboy 19 asked, what can you say to best close out this year and begin the new one? Be it advice, a saying, a random thought, etc. Okay, I'm going to go with a quote. It is, do not wait until the conditions are perfect to begin. Beginning makes the conditions perfect. Alan Cohen. June asked, okay, so there's a cute girl in my uni lectures who once complimented me during the first class of the semester, and I felt like I was gonna melt. But we've never interacted since. I'd like to get to know her better because she seems warm and cheerful, but I don't know how to approach her in a large lecture hall with 200 people. What do you think a dude can do to ask her out without giving off weirdo vibes? I hope this question is appropriate. It's totally appropriate. This is so sweet. Well, let's see. In a class of 200, you don't want any grand gestures for sure because she'd probably be embarrassed. But maybe sit near her and pass her a note with a compliment on it, or just linger after class and try to walk out with her and start a conversation. Maybe. You totally got this. I believe in you. Chris.D.M. asked, hey Glow, just wondering if you've had the chance to watch Wednesday yet on Netflix, and if you have, did you like it? Yes, I did watch Wednesday, and I did like it. It was a little predictable, but it was still fun to watch. Aaron asked, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Please definitively settle the debate even if you haven't seen it. Any movie that takes place during Christmas season is a Christmas movie, so yes, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Aaron also asked, are there any Christmas gifts you've given that you're really proud of? I gave someone skydiving tickets for Christmas. I was pretty excited about that. Aaron also asked, eggnog, yay or nay? A couple sips, yay. And then once the taste kind of sinks in, nay. Aaron also asked, what is your least favorite Christmas song? Santa Baby by Madonna. I hate it. Aaron also asked, what is an odd Christmas memory you have? Okay, there's this one Christmas when I was like 12. My brother was really sick, and my mom was home with him. And then I'm not sure where my dad was, but I was alone with my grandma. And she had me do the dishes, like, as soon as I woke up. And a really gravelly, long Johnny Cash Christmas song was playing. And then she told me super last minute that my distant cousin was coming over. And it was so awkward because me and my distant cousin never see each other. But we were totally forced to hang out, and I remember we played Monopoly on the floor, and it was just miserable for both of us, I'm sure. Oh, and when my grandma picked me up the previous night on Christmas Eve, I was in my pajamas, and without any warning whatsoever, we went to a Christmas Eve service at her church, and it went on forever and ever, and I was so embarrassed because I was in my pajamas, and I was so tired, and I thought that we were going straight to her house, but she kind of bamboozled me. It was, I think, probably the worst Christmas I've had. Aaron also asked, I'm guessing you went home for Christmas. Does that mean we finally get to hear you read the Disney Princess Camp Skit script? Shoot, I didn't get the chance to look through the garage. Also, it's infested with Black Widows right now. But don't you worry, I will find it one of these days. Okay, so I think that's it. Thank you so much for asking me questions, everyone. I will do this again next month. So yeah, I love you guys. Mwah.